Pierre Auguste Renoir was one of the French Impressionist painters of the 1870s and 80s. On this week's News and Views, we consider an exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art that makes the case that work produced by the artist later in life was among his greatest. Philadelphia Museum of Art director Timothy Rubb says during the last decades of his life, Renoir had critical success that many people today don't fully appreciate.
He was considered in the 1890s and the first several decades of the 20th century to be one of the great living artists and one of the most significant figures that came out of Impressionism and built upon it later in his career.
The museum's associate curator of European painting before 1900, Jennifer Thompson, says Renoir was also influencing the future of art.
All of these younger artists, such as Picasso and Matisse, Bonnard, were all very, very aware of what Renoir was doing, because he was a very active figure in the art world, but was this immense, almost father figure to many of these artists.
And yet, many of the works from his late period received little scholarly attention. Mid-20th century critics didn't quite know where to place him in an age of modernism that embraced edgy, anxious works, says curator of European painting before 1900, Joe Rischel.
In Renoir, what you see is what you get. Perhaps it was his just forthright optimism that just got any card-carrying existentialist really cross.
This show has, as a consequence, yielded some great discoveries, says Thompson.
They're paintings that we didn't know existed or that have been lost or hadn't been seen since the 1920s that have emerged.
On the next News and Views, a look at how Renoir moved from defying convention to embracing tradition. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. The work of 19th century French artist Pierre Auguste Renoir evolved from Impressionism to styles that incorporated a variety of influences. On this week's News and Views, we consider Late Renoir, an exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art that begins in 1890, when his art was infused with a personal and artistic history. Born in 1841, as a young man, he worked in a porcelain factory, drawing designs on fine china and ornamental artwork, and frequented the Louvre, where he studied the works of master painters. He became famous in 1874 as one of the French Impressionists, who bucked convention with works of quick brushstrokes of color to capture fleeting impressions. But by the early 80s, says Joe Rischel, museum curator of European painting before 1900, Renoir started to question this way of painting after a trip to Italy.
And he sees Raphael in Rome, standing, solid figures, beautifully drawn, and he looks at fresco paintings and really has a kind of life crisis.
He rediscovered drawing and made classical-style paintings with very precise outlines, an example of which is his 1887 work, The Large Bathers, part of the Art Museum's permanent collection. Renoir, says museum director Timothy Rubb, wanted to leave a lasting legacy.
He wanted to create an art that he felt that would be enduring, that wouldn't be transitory, that would really be about as much about a relationship with the history of art with the past as it was with his own time.
In 1890, when Renoir was nearly 50 years old, he married Aline Charigot, the mother of his 5-year-old son, with whom he later had 2 more children. When he was in his mid-60s, he bought a house in the south of France. But his embracing of family life was not retirement. On the next News and Views, a look at how Renoir integrated Impressionism and Classicism to come up with a style that would be a model for future generations. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. The success of 19th century French Impressionism gave painter Pierre Auguste Renoir financial security and the ability to settle down with a family in the south of France. On this week's News and Views, we consider an exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art showcasing the work in Renoir's last 3 decades. After moving from Impressionism into Classicism, around 1890, Renoir's art took on a new look, says curator of European painting before 1900, Joe Rischel.
He comes through this remarkable synthesis of this deep saturation in Mediterranean antiquities with mythology, the celebration of the human nude, while regaining some of the sort of blithe spirit, everything loosens up.
In work that was both classical and experimental, personal and universal, Renoir used as subjects his friends, family, and the world around him. Museum director Timothy Rubb says Renoir's use of color and paint continued to develop.
His brushwork, his handling of colors, choice of colors, and the way they are mixed together become even more sophisticated, subtle, and complex. The interweaving of colors and the skill of the brushwork, they feel like tapestries. Nobody painted like Renoir did in that respect.
Throughout his life, he kept working, says associate curator of European painting before 1900, Jennifer Thompson, despite his rheumatoid arthritis and rumors that he could no longer paint.
He'd fire back by painting these basically life-size canvases, which were extraordinary when you think he is, in fact, confined to a wheelchair. And he had this special trestle system built up so that his wheelchair could be raised or lowered so that he could work on the canvas.
The exhibition also includes sculpture, which Renoir took up in 1907 at the age of 66. Renoir worked up until the end of his life in 1919. Late Renoir is at the Philadelphia Museum of Art through September 6th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.